independent origination, there's this step called name and form.
Yes.
And it's difficult for me to understand what that refers to. You can say something about that.
I mean, another easy way of just name and form, mind and body. There's this, you know, this sense of subject-object, mind and body, name and form. Name and form is a bit abstract, but yeah, mind and body is a bit more concrete. Subject-object is sort of kind of in between, but it is that division of me in here looking out there. But, you know, we don't have an existence, because that, like, a disembodied mind is not a human existence. So that the whole experience of life, really, except on the most, say, refined non-material Brahma realms, which is, you know, that's almost off the scale of experience, but is dependent on having a physical body of some sort and a mind of some sort, you know, whether it's an animal existence or even a celestial existence, there's still a fine material body and identification with that. And certainly in the human realm, is which we all experience, and it relies on both, so that they both are, and both follow the same kind of patterns and laws of existence, so that being able to, you know, one can understand the nature of mind through the experience of body, one can understand the nature of body through the experience of mind. They kind of, they're mirroring each other so often. So being able to recognize that you know, they're dependent on each other. There's a sutta where you know, somebody's asking the Buddha about the experience of one or other of the five khandhas, and referring to it as almost as a standalone sort of feature. And the Buddha said, no, these are conjoined. They're not disjoined. So, yeah, they all come together. And so that, you know, one will be more prevalent just because of the nature of experience. You've got to make some choices, or the choices sort of made in terms of impingement. But it's all of a piece.